Eric Sloan Studio.
Welcome to Eric Sloan's studio. This room and its contents were moved to the museum in 1986 as a collaboration between the Stanley Works Company, the Eric Sloan Estate, and the Eric Sloan Museum following Sloan's death in 1985. The creation of this exhibit expanded the focus of the museum from being about tools, crafts, and trades to include the life and works of Eric Sloan. The studio was originally at Sloan's home in Warren, Connecticut from the mid-1970s to 1985. All of the items, from the early Americana items, mountains of books, hundreds of paintbrushes, and everything in between, are the original items that made up the Sloan studio. Some of the most notable items in the exhibit include two unfinished paintings, believed to be Sloan's last works. The first painting depicts a white church steeple rising out of dense fall foliage. This work is viewed from the perspective of being above the scene, as if the viewer were on a hillside overlooking the valley below. The second unfinished painting is of a wooden water pump in front of a stone barn. Sloan had started to add additional colors and outlines to define the differing textures from the wood to the multi-hued stones. These pieces give us a lot of insight into how Sloan created his works. To start, he would block in large areas of color, often using house paints. Then, as the blocking took shape, he would refine the image by adding layers of oil paints to create depth and structure within the piece. A Sloan piece could include pencil, wax crayons, markers, house paint, oil paint, and even pastels to create the artist's desired vision of the piece. Although the studio was not located at the museum during Sloan's lifetime, it now serves as a faithful reproduction and an excellent tool to teach about Sloan's life and career.